When I went to the bilingual unit at Drumchapel High, I had been teaching English but keen to give this job a try. Teaching Wayne's O, asylum seekers and O refugees to learn the English language and its Q's and P's. Well, they came from war-torn Iraq and Afghanistan, fair Rwanda, Algeria, Sri Lanka and the Sudan. All different nationalities, languages and regions, and first they had to learn to understand Glaswegian. Now the background to the spiel is that the UK government needed easing public pressure down south, so they sent asylum seekers round the UK, but may stop to Glasgow Fair, cos we had empty public houses needing renting and repair. But the locals living here had no only wind to this. May skied a great welcome, but some thought things were amiss. That those just arrived got the Helsing bank for free. So sitting down together for a blether was the key. Information, get it out there. Education, no less mayor. Inspiration, get your community to unite and fight against racism and poverty. Well, the school was challenged by those kiddie on performance tables, with teachers working to dispel stereotypes and labels. The empathic ones who were nae hell-bent on promotion had been nurturing city wains with duty and devotion. Yet it was a challenge to take on kids who had suffered fear, distressed by family separation, war and danger getting here. But in the base they curried, then slowly came around, then got into mainstream classes with the new hope that they'd found. Amal's first day, great her heart out. When I asked her, what's this about? She turned to me, her e not tearful, and said, I'm just so happy to be back learning in a school. Well, we needed experts in to deal with the trauma in the Wains. Art therapy, music, drama, dance were keys to affect change. Richard Moran would Save the Children and other charities had the kids creating plays and films and screaming melodies. Aileen Ritchie, Paragon Ensemble and the Carnival Group got the kids all together. They were friends before they knew it. And for the lassies and the lads, day in sport was just the ticket. And we started winning trophies for athletics, football and cricket. Rosa came from Kurdistan, her family fleeing from Saddam. Rosa feared at first but keen to settle down to learning with a twinkle in her een. And Drumchapel Wains learned of other cultures, stories, songs, and started djembe drumming and dressing in sarongs. We learnt what to say in Somali when your goats are running wild, and the song you sing with sadness when you are burying a child. And although at lunchtime kids hung in their race and gender pack, and we teachers thought we couldn't find the integration knack, the school was slowly changing, it had gone so very far, with friendly first years chirping, how's it going, Mohammed Omar? Older Wains, great for teaching, older Wains don't do preaching, older Wains reaching out to the younger Wains on what prejudice is about. But crashed just like the plough into the mousey's cell. Asylum-seeking families were to suffer a new hell. Don raided, separated and forced into detention. Ripped from their family home, deportation the intention. The Home Office duty bound to assess every single case. Ran a racket cutting numbers in the numbers race. Illegally they picked on national family groups, charting planes for removal of these wee low-hanging fruits. At school, asylum-seeking children just fell down to the ground. They feared that they, their families, would be next to be detention-bound. The Drumchapel Wains were appalled this was happening to their friends. The staff were shocked that these kids were being traumatised again. The Heidi Wilson Blakey phoned to find where they'd been taken. Staff and pupils signed petitions on behalf of those forsaken, and seven lassies came together with one united aim to do anything they could to get their dear friends back again. They were shaking, they were reeling, they were raging, they were peeling. School chums taking off at dawn. No, that's no right. No, that's no on. Now, this was well afore the social media malarkey, and was real social history despised by David Starkey. Locked up Wayne's and Dungavel was beyond our comprehension, so we visited families there who had been forced into detention. And the girls faxed in emails, councillors and our MSPs, and with handheld cameras we made two documentaries. We contacted the media, getting features in the press, and we found ourselves engaged in the democratic process. Martin Coyle in Kingsway Centre was central to our cause, patrolling the estates without breaking any laws. Jean Donaghy and Noreen Rial stood shoulder to shoulder. They became Glasgow girls, but as grands, just a wee bit older. They would make sure that families would get some decent sleep. If the Home Office vans appeared, then their mobiles would go beep. To the centre, the families would dash less fear and less afraid. And the Home Office were thwarted, another failed on raid. Home Office, inhumane. Home Office, causing pain. Home Office, a racist institution, still no fit for purpose, needing dissolution. No, the Home Office didn't always have the upper hand by tracking flight paths and aeroplanes coming into land. Frank McMaster was on the website, and without a doubt, he kent which nationality they were trying to root out. And the girls used the footage that they'd shot with Lindsay Hill, whose BBC films told their story and gave us hope until, driven by Jazz and Joey, to Edinburgh we'd been sent to take a campaign and testimony to the Scottish Parliament. Guy Wayne's a voice, they'll use it. Guy Wayne's a choice, they'll choose it. Guy Wayne's a good cause, they can be trusted to campaign for fairness, equality and justice. So what did we achieve? Well, some detainees were set free. After campaigning for years, there was a Scottish amnesty. Following a school meeting where Home Office hygiene, kids sitting exams would not be subjected to detention. Some families got leave to remain free to tell their stories. We got all party support in Holyrood, even for the Tories, by challenging the system without raising any fists. Stephen Drumchapel High School girls became political activists. We helped for community groups and faiths and local charities, and support for the Glasgow campaign to welcome refugees, health and school trade unions or civic society. We all worked together to set our pals and our families free. Let me name these seven lassies, now independent women: Jennifer McCarran, Evelina Shewak, Amala Zudin, Agnesa Marcelli, Rosa Sally, Tony Henderson and Emma Clifford all fought to free children from detention. Nearly finished, I'll soon be gone. The campaign though keeps going on. So when tackling society's ills, do it with inspiration, oh the Glasgow girls.